Blog Talk Radio.
The things we do for love. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of Night Talk Live with Colin Knight.
Tonight, we have with us one of the most impressive and upcoming psychic mediums, recommended to the show by our good friend David Baker, who also has his own show on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate it. Thank you very much, David. Jackie Chin, psychic medium. Search her name on Facebook or Blogspot if you wish to follow along. Jackie, along with her husband Kenneth, use many diverse and practical approaches to problems and requests made of them. Jackie, developing her psychic abilities through Far Eastern studies and immersion into Far Eastern culture after sustaining a very serious automobile accident, has developed intuitive psychic abilities designed to help all of us who may have a question, a concern, or who may need help in getting the answers they seek.
Jackie Chin, psychic medium, next on Night Talk Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network. The following information is presented for entertainment and information purposes only. Although Night Talk Radio takes all precautions to bring you quality information, Night Talk Radio is merely the purveyor of information, and you, the audience, shall be the judge of such information. We remind you, KBN MTOR, live from the broadcast bunker deep under the frozen tundra of the Canadian Rockies, your host, Colin Knight.
Well, I'm not so sure about the frozen tundra. I'm actually in a condo with the balcony door open. However, it hasn't been much of a summer yet, 9 degrees Celsius currently, with rain and more rain to come throughout the weekend, they're saying. Our weather forecast has even warned of possible twisters later on this afternoon. Definitely looking for warmer, brighter, drier days. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Night Talk. My name is Colin Knight. Now, the funniest thing happened on the way to Night Talk. We did a standard daily check, as we do most times, and checked out all of the systems, all the bells and whistles, and everything was working top-notch. The absolute, you couldn't ask for better. All the bells worked, all the whistles sounded, it was perfect. And then about 15 minutes before airtime, error message after error message attempting to prevent us from bringing you tonight's show, which I find very, very interesting. So we have resorted to standard landline telephone to make the connection with you tonight. We're not sure exactly what the sound quality is, and we are going to switch back over to our Skype broadcast right away as soon as we have time. Tonight is a two-hour special. We have a couple of guests with us throughout the night. Jackie Chin will be first up, and Jackie is a psychic medium. It's going to be very, very interesting having a chat with Jackie. First time on Night Talk, and we look forward to her information. We have a number of callers already lined up, stacked up in the works, if you will, waiting for possible readings. Now, mentioning the weather, we do have a couple of upcoming shows dealing with Tesla and HARP and the HARP theory and the project. I think you'll find those interesting, and we will post the information first to the Night Talk blog as soon as we have release dates on that information, as soon as we have a book release on that particular subject, which we're waiting for. Before we get to Jackie, a few housekeeping chores. Shout-outs to Zeb in the United Kingdom. Zeb keeps the show apprised of UK news and happenings, and it happens to be his birthday today, so happy birthday, Zeb. Christina in Burma. Apparently, Christina is an American educator and a contract in Burma. We thank you for your emails, Christina. We appreciate your expertise in broadcasting and consulting, and we most certainly will look forward for further guidance as we increase our broadcast scope into the South Asia markets. BC Dreamcatcher, Sanctuary is a mere road trip away, just remember. And my courageous wall-building plant lover, who has been so patient with me and my late email replies and my weird work schedules. Tim is drive-through or inside sit, coffee or latte, you name your poison. And Jeff from Chicago emailed the show with his concerns for the social order of the world. He focused upon the negative energy which is being excreted by violence and slaughter by terrorists and by governments. He wrote about the lack of social order, social manners and respect. Jeff is a young medically retired policeman who suffered a gunshot wound to his head, protecting the public social order, shot by a 14-year-old male, I may add. Jeff now sustains his family with food stamps and a very meager pension. Yet he continues to believe in social order and believes in American spirit, and he believes in that divine power. We could all learn a thing or two by such brave heroes such as Jeff, and I do thank you for your service, sir. And please, Jeff, anytime you feel free to email me with your thoughts and aspirations. We would appreciate it. Starting us up tonight is our new guest to the show, Jackie Chin, psychic medium. And we are going to make a very serious attempt to get Jackie onto the line here. Good evening, Jackie. Welcome to Night Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Collin. How are you this evening?
I'm excellent, thank you. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, it was really weird. We had all of our electronics were showing perfect signals, and then all of a sudden everything started failing. We had to go back to some very basic products that we're using right now.
Very understandable. When you are discussing and bringing out things into the light that many in the darkness don't want discussed, a lot of times they can interfere, yes.
And I guess, you know, with due right, they may have the right, because we do infringe upon some people's privacy sometimes to get this message out. But it is important, the paranormal, the extraterrestrial information that's available, and few people actually understand or actually even hear about is frustrating to me because when the news organizations put it out on the air, it's done as a titillating story and comment, and the full force of the media is never put towards information that may be right underneath our noses.
It's very important, especially when we're getting closer to the 11-11 convergence, that we get information out that is grounded and very usable and not so far off the beaten path that people do not understand it. And a lot of times when things are put into the news, they tend to sensationalize either on the far right or the far left. And so it's very hard for just regular people to discern what is actually the truth.
Right. Now, why do you think that why do you think it's so much easier for these organizations to blow it off in the manner that they do, to turn it into those titillation stories, you know?
Mainly
I don't understand
what. Yeah, totally understand. Yes, mainly in the newspaper, there's a line that says, "If it bleeds, it leads." If it's very scary or very off or discolored, it gets a lot more sensationalism than if someone were to do some very holistic work that and try not to drive attention to them. The media likes to take things that are of the super unordinary and make it into a circus in order to sell copy and to get higher ratings on the radio or television. And really, the regular stuff every day, information that people need is rather kind of mundane, and it doesn't scream odd.
Right. We have phone numbers lighting up all through the dial tonight, Jackie. So it's going to be a busy night. So what I think we should do is we'll do little bits at a time, and we'll have some chats, and in between chats we'll grab a couple of phone lines and see what they're all about. How do you think about that?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. We have, let's start, we have Audrey, who has been waiting some time. Good evening, Audrey. Welcome to Night Talk. You are on the air with Jackie Chin, and you had a question.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much. And by the way, I love your voice, the gentleman. Well, I love both your voices, but the accent is charm. Very wonderful to listen to my ears. Hi, Jackie. My name is Audrey. I'm in Austin, Texas, and my question is about love. And I'd like to know who you see coming for me. I've been told that there's a gentleman that I will be manifesting shortly, and I'd like to know how much longer it'll be and anything you can tell me about him. And a concern I have before you answer it is somebody told me that there was this guy from my recent past who I got really hurt by named Adam that was trying to block me in my solar plexus from bringing in the new one. Is that true, or is that a bunch of, I don't know what you want to say it would be called, rubbish, but because I don't really feel like I have anything towards him but a little residue of anger towards him because he disrespected me so badly. You know, other than that, I really don't have a desire to hear from him anymore. So I was wondering what your perspective is on this love situation for me coming in and the true mate I'm supposed to be with.
Well, I can tell you to start off with that unless you're a very extremely weak-minded person, which your energy really doesn't show to me that you're weak-minded, you won't be susceptible to someone who just comes out and tries to add energy or keep you from doing your life's path. That I think maybe the individual who was trying to talk to you about this meant well, but really doesn't have an understanding of how the physical and the spiritual body work within an individual who has a good representation of who they are and where they're going. This the first man that you're talking about, what was his name, please?
His name was Adam Wright, but he was definitely wrong.
Okay. Oh, well, I do tarot also in infrared relationships, and his very first card comes off as the deceiver. That's never good. He was also a lot about money and either never having enough or having a lot of external money issues. He felt that he was justified in everything that he was doing, basically saw himself as the king of everything, and you couldn't tell him anything. He knew everything, what was going on, how people were supposed to react, but also around him a total amount of chaos. Although still on the other side, flip side, thinking that he is totally and completely in control, which shows me a personality that is very off-centered. Some would call it perhaps bipolar, but definitively not knowing exactly who he is or where he wants to go. Definitively happy for you that you are no longer in that situation and that the light of day actually shone on this for what he was.
Oh,
and
yes. Yeah.
There is absolutely no connection to you from him on any level.
Oh, thank you, because I keep hearing from some other people that he's going to try to get back in my life and try to get back my life and that it would benefit me to look into it. I don't care. I'm not taking him back. I want to welcome somebody who deserves to be with me, and it's not him. He was very rude and left me in a lurch, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Left me in the lurch. Do you see what he did, Jackie, with me?
Oh, there was a tarot card which meant removal of self or Sometimes in readings, what that will mean, if someone's looking for a new home, that'll mean that they're finding a new home. But in this case, he just thought that he was just a cat's meow, and I'm so glad that you are not in that. The people that are around you that are trying to offer this sort of information, the best thing that you could possibly do is kindly take them aside and say, I realize that you have my best interest at heart, but I think I've moved on from this, and so you don't have to worry about, you know, my feelings with regard to him at all, and you can put that on a shelf. As far as the new person coming in, your energy is very strong. Your first card is the Empress, and you really do have a very good sense of who you are and where you're going. You also feel very justified on some levels, satisfied with most of what is going on in your life. And as far as things coming to light, you also have money that should be opening, a better flowing for you, and really, really soon within the next lunar cycle. And you do have someone that is around you, however, that's a male figure, I believe, or could be female with very strong male intention, who is not exactly what they appear to be in the very beginning. And my intuition level on this says that this person has come into your life within the last 3 or 4 weeks, very recently.
Okay. And it's a male or a female?
I believe it's a male, but it could be a female with very strong male tendencies, over-dominant, try to tell you exactly how things are, how they should be. And it also has something to do surrounding a judgment recently. So it could be somebody else also that is trying to tell you about this Adam person. I would leave that, you know, alone.
That's a girl. It's a woman. It's a reader, a friend who's a reader of mine. She keeps telling me stuff over and over, and I keep telling her I'm not going back. That's who you're picking up.
I'm glad that we could help you out there, Audrey. I hope it settled one of your problems that you may have had, and maybe gave you some enlightenment to move forward.
Well, did you get anything on the new guy, though, Jackie?
There is change coming for you, but once you have to actually tell that lady that that is very dominant in your life to kind of put it on the shelf.
Yeah, I'm going to, and I've been trying to, and I'm going to have to be more firm with her.
You need to just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was so
okay.
Nice working with
Thank
you.
Thank you, Audrey. I appreciate your call. Okay, so, you know, there's people out there that have from the minor problems to the major problems, Jackie, and in the end, it's all a matter of making that communication with that person giving you a concern, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. A lot of times we can solve issues very quickly if we can just go to that person physically and tell them exactly, you know, how we feel. But many times, especially in American culture, they tend to shy away from that and would rather text or write a letter or some such, and that really causes its own problems.
And it does, it does. And speaking of causing problems, here's a friend from Calgary, Debbie from Calgary. Do you have a question for Jackie to help you with?
I do. Hi, Jackie. Hi, Colin. How are you?
Hello out there in Calgary.
Are you guys staying dry? Well, we aren't here.
It's wet over on the southwest side there.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It's
raining here.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's raining here too. We have a thunderstorm going on actually as we speak.
Yeah, we're gonna get the ark out pretty soon and float away. Anyways, I've never called in before.
Have one in storage, do you?
I do. I have one in my backyard. I've been building it all summer.
What's your question, please?
But anyways, I'm interested. It's funny, women always call about relationships, so that's what I'm calling about too. I'm interested if you have any insight on any new relationships that may be coming my way, or do you see maybe if it's someone that's already a friend of mine, or maybe someone that, you know, that I have maybe met but not, you know, personally? Or do you see anything like that? Or maybe there's nothing? Or
okay, well, here's what I found in the time that you've been speaking. You've been doing a lot of introspection, which means all corners of your life, your home life, your work, your friends, and you're really trying to figure out who you are. And you have a lot of still hopes and dreams about where you want to go in your life. And especially over this last lunar cycle, you've been making some major decisions. You are not a weak-minded person. You are very strong. You understand how to go to somebody and ask for questions if you need help. So, and there is, yes, an individual that I believe you've known from your past. You've been very patient with this person. It seems to me that you've known them for at least 6 months to a year, and there has been like some travel or there may be some distance in between where you live and where this person lives, and there also seems to be a lot of strengths within the relationship. And the individual that I'm seeing has dark hair and is rather on the tall side.
Huh. I wonder who that could be.
And I'm also hearing the name Michael. Mike, or first initial M. And the individual not only has dark hair, but also, I believe, has brown eyes, like chestnut brown eyes.
Okay. Well, interesting. So I've known him for like a year or so, or from my past.
Yes. So what I would do is, if you, you know, when you go to sleep later on in the evening, I would, if you have a piece of rose quartz or even clear quartz, and you think upon this person and bring them and draw them to you, this will very shortly happen.
Oh, well, excellent. Well, thank you so much.
You are very kindly welcome.
Deb, hopefully that answers one of your perplexing problems.
Oh, well, they're not problems, they're questions.
I get you. Well, don't get the arc out too soon, because apparently early next week, like Wednesday next week, we're supposed to see sunshine in Calgary. Hang in there.
Well, thank you.
Okay, take care. And as we continue with the call-ins, Jackie, the numbers are just lighting up and continue to light up. But what I'd like to do right now is just take a quick break, do a reset. I'm going to see if I can jump back to my Skype now that things look like they've settled down. And then we'll come back and do some more calls.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on there.
Are you a member of the Paranormal Investigation Team? Want to share your experiences? Do you have information you wish to share? Night Talk Radio wants to talk to you. If you are interested in promoting your paranormal service or investigative team and want international exposure, contact Night Talk Radio at tcresearch1@gmail.com. We want you. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking for more information on our guest? Check out our blog, nighttalkradio.blogspot.com. You are listening to Night Talk on Terra Chat Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Through a number of services around the world, providing an impressive coverage to parts of the world which have had little exposure to the paranormal and extraterrestrial information.
This is Night Talk
with yours truly, Colin. Night Talk Radio, one word, .blogspot.com. We also invite you to comment and submit articles. Check out the blog for more information, nighttalkradio.blogspot.com.
The Pontificator of Paranormal Phenomenon, Colin Knight.
Well, I'm not sure about pontificator, but I guess I'll take it. You know, if the title's there, I guess I'll grab it. So we are back, and we are back on our Skype. Hopefully everything is nice and solid and right where it's supposed to be. And hopefully Jackie's right back where she was right there. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, how are you?
Look at this. Modern technology, isn't it wonderful? I managed to get switched over during the break. You know, breaks are good for certain things like, you know, doing a run to the washroom or refreshing your glass or, you know, letting the dog out or bringing the dog in or whatever. So,
or getting phone calls.
Oh, getting phone calls. Isn't that
I got a phone call in the middle of the break.
Did you? Well, to see?
Yeah, one of my clients. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was calling me from Texas.
Oh,
how
cool
is that?
Excellent. Before we get back to the phone lines, Jackie, one question I did want to ask. When you were in the hospital, and as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you had a major vehicle accident, and you're in the hospital and you know, pretty well all bets are off, and you're not knowing which way you're going here. Was it a revelation, or was it a slow progression to understanding your abilities?
Well, I had known that I had abilities from a very young age. From the time I was 5, I started seeing what I thought to be at the time, like little Casper the Ghost. We had a cartoon show called Casper the Ghost, and I just thought it was part of that. But when I had the accident, I had already was doing energy work, but I just didn't know what it was because I could emanate heat from my hands already. And I had gone to all different sources to try and find out why this was the way it was, but I didn't know how to integrate it into my daily life, and I didn't know that it was going to be important at all. But I did. I was in a car accident where I was in a vehicle that was standing still, and we were the driver and I were rammed from the behind 40 miles an hour by an SUV, and it caused such a shock to my backside that the nerve bundle was pretty well useless for 3 months. I had major pain of sciatic up and down the back and going up through my spine up to my neck. I had a hard time sitting or standing or even laying down in any one position for more than 20 minutes at a time. And they were giving me a lot of pain pills to be able to deal with how I was feeling. But being clairvoyant, the pills were making me so fuzzy that I was seeing visions that I didn't want to see. And it was adding to the already burden of not being able to even take care of myself, let alone my daughter at the time. And so I had a friend of mine who did Reiki, and I didn't even know what that was or anything. She came in and she did a couple of sessions on me and showed me how I could, you know, do it myself. And I said, well, this is wonderful, and I feel much more coherent having these sessions. She says, well, I want to train you, but I want to do all 3 levels. And I want to do it in the weekend. And I was like, well, okay, you know, I'm like naive about how this is going to work. And she went and she did all 3 levels. And each time I got another session, it brought up my energy level higher. And I was able to keep the pain away for longer. And I did have some problems, emotional problems, with the last session, which brought me up to the 3rd level. And it took about a month after everything was said and done for everything to clear out. But then I started seeing even more clearly with the clairvoyant abilities, and I would notice I would touch things, and I could feel the energy off of the person who had it. And my dream time was much more vibrant, and I was having more lucid dreaming.
Now, in the Native American culture, that would be called the mantra. That would be the Manitou. The Manitou. of that particular spirit that lives within that item. And Manitous are kind of, they're linked to the yin and the yang in Asian philosophy. So it's very interesting how around the world they have different meanings and different sayings, but they all focus on that earthly being of being in positive and negative balance. It's all part of that balance.
Yes.
So now, given that, we all know that a traumatic experience such as what you went through, you know, you trigger the classic responses, the denial, then the repentance, the swear to God and all the other stuff, then the acceptance, and then finally the action resistance, which you presently are basically promoting by not giving in to what would have been normally a very ending existence.
Yeah. Very.
Now,
I was afraid. I thought I was going to end up in a wheelchair. The doctor said that if I wasn't making progress, that we could be looking at other options. And I'm like, that's not an option.
Right.
So,
well, let me ask you this: from the time of the accident to where you finally said, "Hold the bus here a second. You know, I'm not accepting this." What was the time difference? What was the time frame?
When she first started doing the sessions and I realized, hey, there's something to this, it still wasn't registering in my head that I could do it or that, you know, I had any kind of charge about how my body personally was feeling, because she was coming in there and she was doing the sessions and I thought that there was something that was about her that was creating this sense of peace and well-being, and the effect of that I was getting was the fact that I wasn't feeling so much pain anymore. It came about, I would say, maybe about 2.5 weeks later, when I was just so fed up with being in so much pain and so fuzzy-headed with the way that the drugs were making me feel. And the doctors kept saying, you know, we see some progress, but, you know, there's really not enough, and you really need to start thinking about rehabilitation and how you're going to do this. And I had a chiropractor, too, that was working on me. And I did 5 sessions a week, and he would work on me for 20 minutes at a time and then do the hot and cold compresses and all that. It was horrible, and
when you finally said, okay, that's enough, I got to do something here, when you started that, did you find that your medication lessened with the more knowledge that you had?
Yes. I found that I had heard rumors that once you actually started doing the Reiki and you started working on yourself every day, and it only took about 15, 20 minutes twice a day. I would do it once in the morning and once at night. And the doctors were looking at my respiration rate and my temperature and how much lessening of the pain medication, and they were rather surprised that they were seeing these sorts of results that weren't supposed to be.
Fascinating. And I find that, and that's why I asked you that question, is because I do find that. I've heard that so many times, that by actually gaining control of your inner body, that you will aid and assist in any kind of healing that you have to do. We have a few callers. We'd better get to them because before you know it, we'll run out of time. We have Kathy, who has been very patiently waiting. Kathy, you wanted a reading from Jackie. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, good.
Now, I have a relationship question also. I've been broke up with my mate probably like a month and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wanting to know, is there anyone new coming in my life, or will this resume with him later, or what's going on with that?
The person that you have now, the relationship, very chaotic, but you also had very, very strong bond with them. Did you feel like with this particular person that you were just broke up with, was this relationship way different than anything else you had ever experienced before?
Yes.
Very intense?
Yeah.
I mean, everything over the top.
Yeah.
very strong personality for the male. You ended up feeling foolish.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, when you step back and you take a look and you are emotionally involved with something and you're able to look at it and go, you know, gosh, I kind of feel foolish, like I should have saw it coming. You know what? This, nobody would have seen this coming.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just kind of work with that and forgive yourself and learn from it. Here, I don't see you going into a relationship anytime soon. You're going to be back, you know, and give this time, at least between 3 to 5 months, to just kind of regroup and don't try to get out there, you know, right away. And that will give you peace of mind, believe it or not. It's going to heal itself. And after you have allowed yourself to be able to have that time, you're going to have somebody come new. Your hopes and dreams. You just got to be really patient. And you got to be mostly patient with yourself.
Okay. So you don't see...
He's not coming back. You don't want to go back into that pool again.
Okay.
So I hope that helped, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. And again, Jackie, that there's this negative element of psychic reading sometimes that must be difficult to... It must be difficult sometimes to navigate through there without hurting somebody's feelings or without bursting somebody's bubble. The truth is the truth.
Yes. I have found that I don't always have to tell a person, you know, you got to wait and back off. Sometimes the relationships are just wonderful. You know, there's still some little bit of problems, but it doesn't, you know, cut itself off. But when you start with a card that's chaos and you try to build a relationship out of that, it's 9 times out of 10, it's going to go south. Sometimes it will move itself around depending on what the energy is. Now, I've found that a lot of people who get into relationships will have them have an expectation that because they're good people and because they try to do right and they try to make the best decisions for everybody involved, that the person that they have chosen will do the same. And it very often proves out that they are not of the same caliber. And trying to bring them up to the level that you're expecting, that you're anticipating, can prove to be very, very difficult.
Well, I find that I kind of equate it to people being like magnets. You know, there are attractions and there are pushaways, you know? Some people are attracted and they will come together, and other people are not attracted and they will repel each other. And I think we go through life looking for that magnetic attraction, and then when it's in place, we only have each other to feed off, and I think we deplete each other. If you understand what I'm saying,
I don't think
we've learned how to refill that goblet yet.
A lot of people are still looking for their what they define as their soulmate, and I wrote an article on my blog that basically deconstructs that soulmate myth. There are people that you would genuinely feel attracted to, and the instant ability to be able to say, "I understand what this person's feeling," but don't mistake that for an automatic soulmate attraction. What you're finding is that you have like perceptions, and very often this is what we build on, new relationships, new forming relationships. Every once in a while, we'll run into somebody that just gives you that impression that you've been with them before. Pay attention to that. Think on how you feel when you first meet this person, and give yourself some time to figure out if that's the right person for you, because sometimes it just isn't.
What do you think that feeling is then, Jackie, if you get with somebody and you feel very comfortable as if it's an old soul reunited? How do you negotiate that emotion with the reality of what's happening?
What I've been finding is that we have a very like bond with each other. Everybody is made out of that same basic DNA. And
right.
From that, we are all one. There are some religions that profess we are all one, or everything is one. We have recognition within our spiritual body that says, this is good, this is a good experience, this is what I want to experience. And sometimes, though, we connect on that spiritual body with an individual, and we know in our mind that this might not be a good thing, but our spiritual body is kind of like pushing us forward to have that experience. Now, whether or not we've made an actual contract before we come into a new body as a baby, or if we just have something within our DNA that says we need to have these life experiences, this is what we gravitate towards. I've also found, too, that we all have energy body around us. Some people call it their aura. And every time we meet an individual, we have a thumbprint from every person we have ever spoken to by phone or met in person. They leave a piece of them within our DNA. If we have people and relationships that we find that are very helpful and create a sense of balance and worthiness within our life, we tend to gravitate to those like-minded people. Also, on the other hand, if we find people where we're running into them and they're causing chaos in our relationship, and we don't learn to take on our own responsibility for bringing those people to us, we continue to go that path over and over and over again until finally either the brakes get put on by hopefully understanding, hey, this is a bad idea, or by something else interfering and breaking that cycle.
Mm-hmm. I can see exactly how you come to that that condition and that concern, and I think you're on the right track. I don't know if we all have the answer to the puzzle, but the likes of yourself and David Baker and Amanda Dowell, who's coming up a little later, you put those pieces together and life starts to make a little bit more sense.
Thank you. Yes. And I am a very firm believer in nobody has the only single answer, and that we really, as teachers and as effective speakers, we need to get together and we need to have discussion about what we are finding in our own profession and in the people that we're working with.
Yeah, I agree. And with that, there is only one direct answer to anything, and that's our famous producer who says we must take a break. When we come back, we have three more phone lines lighting up. We'll take those right after this.
John Hoag of HoagProphecy.com with prediction from HoagProphecy.com.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
Four 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are listening to Night Talk Radio, live on Terror Chat Network around the world.
It is a real phenomenon, and there's quite a few of us, and some of us are privileged to have been briefed on some of it. It's been well covered up by all of our governments for the last 6 years or so, but slowly it's leaked out.
347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, and we remind our listeners of the archived shows, 3 years of fabulous interviews of some amazing guests. Come to the blog, nighttalkradio.blogspot.com, and access 3 years worth of archived shows, only on nighttalkradio.blogspot.com. 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, things that go bump in the night. To contact the show by email, terrorchat2012@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And we are with Jackie Chen, psychic medium, taking phone calls. And phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree, Jackie. So with no further ado, let's see if we can hammer a couple of these out. Patty, you have been waiting for such a long time, and we do appreciate your patience. Good evening, Patty. You're on the air with Jackie Chen.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Patty. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I have kind of a different question. I'm wondering if you can help me with. I've been experiencing paranormal activity for quite a while, and I think I've figured out that it's my grandfather. And if there's any way you could maybe give me a message from him, what it is that he wants me to know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I feel like he's one of the main spirits that is causing activity, actual activity.
Okay.
But I've spirits have always been drawn to me, it seems, or I feel. So I'm wondering maybe if you could give me some insight or help me out.
All right. The activity, is it mainly in your downstairs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and is it centralized around your kitchen?
I've had it happen all over the place, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I've been touched.
There seems to be between the kitchen and the the dining room space, there's a big the rooms are adjoining.
Yeah.
And this is where this activity is happening. Also, mainly in the one of the corner. Is there a chair in a corner?
Yes.
In the other. Okay. And is the activity happening mainly there, or very strongly from that area? If you sit in that chair.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Is the chair kind of like a wingback kind of chair?
It's just a regular kind of chair.
It has arms? It's not armless.
Yes.
It has arms, and you can sit back and be rather comfortable in this chair.
That's often where I sit and watch TV. Someone is probably there with me watching.
Well, yeah, that's where I'm feeling the most activity. Did he ever sit in that chair?
No, I never knew my grandfather died before I was born. So
that's very interesting.
Yeah,
most of the activity, though, it happens when you're sitting in that chair to the left of you.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, spiritual energy happens mainly when it comes from those who have crossed over will stay on the left-hand side. And this person, though, stands very close to you. The individual was your grandfather, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay.
Well,
was he very tall? Was he very tall and very thin?
No. He was actually kind of short.
Because there is a very tall, very thin individual.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Also.
Hmm.
And was there a monetary issue around this particular person's death?
Was there a what?
Money. A lot of money or a money problem surrounding that person's death when that person passed?
Maybe a little, yes. Yes.
When you have monetary issues yourself, do you recognize more activity going on?
Not really. No. It's I've never had activity happen until recently. For the past few months, I've noticed actual, you know, things happening.
Hmm. Well, Patty, I hate to cut you off. I hope what Jackie has mentioned so far has helped you out a little bit. We do have a huge amount of callers coming in, so we have to move along, okay?
Yes. Well, thank you. That has given me some insight into
thank
it.
You
so
very
thank
much.
You very much. Take care.
I appreciate it. Take care now. And I hate to cut people off, but our numbers are just bouncing off the wall like crazy here, Jackie. So
let's see if
we can get through people. So we have Twee, who has been waiting for a question. Twee, good evening and welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hello.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a relationship question, and it's regarding a guy named Anthony, someone I dated very recently, and he decided to dump me yesterday. So my question is, will he be coming back to me, or will I never hear from him again?
Okay, I will leave you to answer that question, Jackie. I'll place Twee on mute so she can listen to your answer before
Thank
we move
you.
On to the next.
Okay, this person has left this this lady in a very solitude feeling. I don't want her feeling depressed anymore. Her world is not crushed. This person who came into her life is not what he originally appeared to be, and I think he was trying to push her to go too fast in the relationship. And he can be very over-dominating, so it's best that sometimes unanswered prayers, you know, put into play. This person was not for her.
Well, there you go, Twee. That person was not for you. So, you know, wash him out of your hair, kiddo. And we have a young lady on the line. Her name is Tony. Tony, you have a question for Jackie.
Yes, I do. My question is, I wanted to know, If my ex is going to come back to a marriage relationship in the near future.
To a marriage relationship?
That was the question.
Okay, could you restate your question, please? It kind of got garbled.
That if my ex was going to come back to me to have like a marriage relationship again.
Okay, thank you so much. Were you married with him before?
Yes.
Hopes and dreams, being very patient. There does seem to be some sort of change, but this change is not going to come for at least another 5 or 6 months. It is something that you really need to put into perspective, make sure that that is exactly what you want. He does still draw strength from you. And it is not a completely, totally chaotic relationship, even though he has passed from marriage from you. There is that intertwining. And there also appears to be monetary issues that are surrounding this and a lot of indecision with monetary. So please be careful with your decisions on purchasing very large items. And if there are other entrapments from the relationship, you need to get those worked out beforehand.
Okay, so I hope that helped, Tony. We do have to move on because, believe it or not, they're still loading. We have Teresa online. Good evening, Teresa. You have a question for Jackie.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much for taking my call. How are you all today?
I'm well. Excellent. What is your question, please?
My question is that I am married, and I'm not exactly very happy right now, and I'm just wondering, do you see it getting any better?
The past 3 or 4 months have been absolutely torrential for you. Every time you make a decision, things seem to come into play where they push you seem to make important progress, and then you get pushed back again. A lot of change, still drawing strength. Please, again, also, there's for some reason monetary issues are huge tonight. Be very, very certain of major decisions that you're making. And with this individual, there's still strength there. There's not a major concern for pushing away from him. But there will be a decision within the next month where you will decide whether or not you want to continue with this or not. It will be a definitive, you don't have a choice in the matter but to make this decision.
Okay.
Understand?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I do.
Does that help, Teresa?
That helps a little bit, but, you know, you always wonder. Thank you, though. I appreciate your time and effort.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's the way it goes. You know, sometimes you can't just take those snap judgments and come out with the exact answer that a person wants to hear. And it is difficult at times to completely be able to service a person in such short time that we have on the air tonight. So the best way to get in touch with you would probably be through your website. Am I correct, Jackie?
Yes. I also have a email address. It's called sacredlight@AOL.com. It's spelled sacredlite@AOL.com. I have a phone number, too, that they may call. The phone number is 330-824-1286. When you call in, you'll hear some music. If I don't answer right away, just leave a message.
All righty. Excellent, excellent. And so in this way, they can make contact with you and you can give them a more in-depth reading or help them through whatever the issue is that they may have. Am I correct?
Yes. A lot of times it's very difficult within a 2 to 5 minute reading to be able to get into the energy deep enough to answer what they have at the heart of the matter. What I try to do is have the person initially ask a question that is very specific so that I can start right away.
Gotcha. Well, I certainly appreciate your time with this. Now, when a person makes a call into you, there's a number of ways of getting in touch with you. You've given me the email, and we know the site address. And off the site address, the phone numbers are available, I take it.
Yes, 330-824-1286.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Let's not start that yet. Thank you very much for your time, my dear. It's been an absolute pleasure. Let's have you back again real soon. How's that?
I am very thrilled. Thank you so much to you and your listening audience for being so patient.
You've done a great job. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Chin, Psychic Medium. Google, check the Facebook. There's a number of ways of getting in touch with Jackie, and the information is solid. Coming up in the second hour, Amanda Dowell is back with us, and we're going to dig into something real funky.
Hey, guys. Got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. And but for the grace of God go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. And it doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them.
have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them. God bless you all. Good night.
This has been a Night Talk production in association with Terra Chat Networks at blogtalkradio.com. Blessings on your household.
But it's not quite over yet. As we move into the second hour, we have Amanda Dow coming up. Hang in there. Buckle your seatbelts. It could be a bumpy ride.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madame and messieurs, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of Night Talk Live with Colin Knight. In the second hour of Night Talk, we welcome back our good friend and medical intuitive psychic medium, Amanda Dow. We'll be right back with Amanda right after this. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. And tonight, in our second hour, Amanda Dowell, certified healer, medium, and medical intuitive with years of experience on various forms of healing. Amanda uses many skills to complete her calling, heal and touch skills, energy balancing, and remote viewing, to name a few. In the shadows of Night Talk tonight, Amanda Dowell. CQ, CQ, CQDX, CQDX, any station, Night Talk Radio calling any station. Are you a member of a paranormal investigation team? Want to share your experiences? Do you have information you wish to share? Night Talk Radio wants to talk to you. If you are interested in promoting your paranormal service or investigative team and want international exposure, contact Night Talk Radio at tcresearch1@gmail.com. We want you. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking for more information on our guest? Check out our blog, nighttalkradio.blogspot.com. You are listening to Night Talk on Terra Chat Network on blogtalkradio.com. Through a number of services around the world, providing an impressive coverage to parts of the world which have had little exposure to the paranormal and extraterrestrial information. This is Night Talk with yours truly, Colin. Night Talk Radio, one word, .blogspot.com. We also invite you to comment and submit articles. Check out the blog for more information. nighttalkradio.blogspot.com. The Pontificator of Paranormal Phenomenon, Colin Knight.
I still question the title, The Pontificator of Paranormal Phenomenon. That's a little bit of a headspace to get a head around. Second hour tonight, we have with us our returning guest, of course, Amanda Dowell, psychic medium, angel communicator, medical intuitive. Amanda is going to be taking some calls, so get your speed dial fingers ready. Amanda, welcome back to Night Talk. Good to see you again.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here once again and to talk to those lovely people that are out there. I appreciate you having me on tonight.
I got to tell you, either you're a busy individual or I am, but the difficulty in trying to get together to do a show is incredible.
Well, I just went through a huge transformation over the last weekend. I was in Fort Lauderdale, and I had a wonderful shaman who worked with me, and I've been going through a huge transformation physically and spiritually, and I have to tell you, it is quite a transformation when you're already working to transform your life and help other people to be awakened yourself into some amazing things. But that's what our sacred journey is really about, is waking up and realizing things to allow you to see that much more about yourself, because really all of us have the ability to be psychic. Every single one of us is intuitive, and every single one of us can heal. Each one of us has that specialty, whether, you know, we do it all and we're diverse, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, touching, smelling, or we have, you know, one specific area like knowing or feeling or sensing or seeing or even hearing. And it's just wonderful, because what you do in order to keep focused is make a daily practice of meditation, centering yourself, you know, getting worked on energetically, because I am also a healer, and finding that space and time to go to the top and pray and call upon the divine to come through you. And I've just had some beautiful shifts since we've talked last. So I'm really glad to be here again as well, and to talk with you and to take callers and help them to work on their lives. Because, see, I'm just a vessel and a channel and a messenger. It's up to the person, as I deliver the messages and as others deliver messages, to move forward on their paths and take the action from the messages and the healing and the guidance received.
Mm-hmm. And by giving out the message, that's basically, again, that's the Night Talk mantra, is it's all about the message. You know, how we deliver it is the sugarcoating, if you will. But that it's all about the message, and the information needs to be out there for people to make those decisions that are probably going to save their life one day, or mankind, or even greater. So I agree with you as far as getting the message out, and I'm pleased that there are the likes of you that have the abilities to be able to do that with me and for me.
Absolutely. Well, I think that one of the most important things that we have to remember about delivering messages is that energy is always constant. Yes, I am very accurate, okay, but nobody is God. Nobody is an all-knowing oracle, Father, Mother, God. Now, in saying that, I can go to the top and ask the divine for the energy, and you move your ego over. But when you move that ego over, a very wise teacher taught a lot about that this weekend, that we are all powerhouses and we are all sacred people. But we have to remember that when an intuitive does give you the message, that is at the time of the message. Now, 20 minutes later, a week later, whatever, because that energy is moving like we do as healers, that means the energy could change at any moment. And any move that you make in your life can change that. So I like to say that we are the GPS of the person that is looking for the directions to their destination. And with each move, you know, the player or playee in the play can change their role as they go through the play. So we have to remember that as individuals, that any move we make, we're always in a scenario. But it's important to be always accurate and always on top as much as possible. So, you know, if anybody out there says they're 100%, you know, that's pretty wrong information, because then they would have to be God. But, you know, there are those that are tested, like myself, and we do the very best that we can, all of us. I'm on a website of very good listed readers, you know, including America's number one psychic, Michelle White Dove, and all of those psychics, you know, including myself. We really try to give the best of the best, most accurate information to help and empower those people out there to find their destination on that roadmap.
Well, let me ask you this. The last time that you were here, we discussed psychic healing and being a medical intuitive. And that question that came in, I guess, from one of our archive listeners after our last show together, I thought was kind of interesting. It was Julie from New York City wrote, when Amanda makes a psychic evaluation, does she see auras or receive energy signals? What process takes place for Amanda to be so accurate? So
there are different things that happen to me. Now, on the impression of actually looking at a person and telling them, okay, there's something energetically you know, like there's a hole in the aura, or oh, there's debris, or okay, that is a sense of something physical. Something that I always remind people is that before a sickness even enters the body, like a cold, it will enter the aura field. And, you know, it can look like debris, it can look like holes in the aura, it can look like dark spots. Sometimes I'll just get an indication and a word. We are not allowed to diagnose because we're not licensed practitioners or doctors, but we can say, okay, I have an impression about this, and you should really get that looked at. Or if something is bothering you, more than likely you should get it looked at. But for me, it comes in through the aura or through the energy centers as colors a lot of time, or I will see dark spots and know that they're is some kind of debris or something there. Or I may receive a message from a guide, okay, you need to really, or a loved one or angel, okay, you really may need to go get that checked out. And it becomes very clear, you know, I have an impression of this and you need to go have this looked at, you know, right away.
Right. So let's just break this down just a little further here. On the process, those are just coming to psychic awareness, and there's lots of people out there. Let's just make sure we keep it simple so that people can grasp the concept. So someone out in internet land has a problem, a concern, a worry, fear, psychic pain. They can make contact with the psychic medium and receive a reading and possible assistance via the telephone, correct?
That is correct.
Do you also do personal readings, Amanda? One-on-one
yes.
readings?
Yes, I have also done personal readings one-on-one and also personal healing. And I'm very available to do distance healing as well in case the individual is at a distance and needs some assistance with healing or they're not feeling good. I'm definitely available to send distance healing as well. I'm running a special through June and July, 30 minutes for $40, so they can look me up and email me at starwaya@hotmail.com, and I'll be happy to give them that special for today's show.
Now, that excellent. Now, when you make connection with the spirit, what do you are getting these dark spots in their aura, or what do you see in that connection, either by telephone or in person? What kind of images are you being reflected?
Well, if it's a chakra in the energy field, which there are seven energy centers in the body, I will see debris, or shall I say dirt, or clouds, or dark spots within the energy systems, like the solar plexus or the heart chakra. Just to give you an example, the colors may be a little off because there are dark spots. If there is something physically, sometimes I may see a hospital visit, like, you know, it may just come up as a hospital visit or something that they need to get checked out, or a specific part of the body. Oh, you need to have your blood pressure looked at or your heart because there's an impression of something going on within that. Maybe monitor what you're eating, for example. It really just depends upon, you know, what situation. It may be something that I pick up is very urgent, and I will get the feeling and tell the person, you need to go have this looked at because it seems to be a very important need for you right now. And I will also offer healing and prayer because that is also very important.
Right. Now, could that be... Could that be that feeling or that sickness within a body? Could that be a negative spirit? Could a negative spirit be causing disruption in the balance of that person?
Yes, that can also happen to a person. It may not be a sickness. It could be energy in a lower frequency, someone around them stressing them out. And that's the point where you teach them protection and healing, and that can be healed. You know, they can also learn to put a white bubble around them and surround themselves with light, and you'll come out happier on the other end.
Now, have you ever met or have you ever met when doing a psychic reading any resistance from a spirit who either doesn't want to communicate or connect with you, or just wants to harass the client, so to speak?
I have had energies that want to harass the client, but they end up moving out of the way when they realize they don't belong there because they're not of light. More times I have just received what the person needs, meaning the spirit will come through very light with a message of positivity. Now, it may not always be what the person wants. Like somebody may say, oh, I want to talk to, you know, my dad, and their grandmother may come through, and they may not like that very much, but that's what the person needs. I don't work at a lower frequency, but when lower energies are there, I tend to go and do prayer circles and send healing and light around that person, even if they're at a distance, to alleviate any lower frequencies from bothering the person. Meaning if someone is under a lot of stress, that can be removed from them permanently. It may try to come back, but it can be removed again and again and again. But it usually will move on the very first time.
Right. Have you ever been interrupted by a different spirit who wished your attention while you were doing another reading? Anybody kind of butting in trying to get your attention?
I have, and I have to tell them to wait their turn. All of them do love to speak, but they have to, you know, honor the practitioner that is, you know, freely giving the message to the person, because that's very important.
Right. And
you know,
respect
on both sides is very important. You know, respect from your client and respect from the spirit world, because sometimes, you know, spirit can come through with a message that, you know, that person may not agree with, or they may say, well, you know, I don't see that, and somebody else told me this. Well, you know, the way I work is that whatever they say goes, whether it's your guide or what have you, I'm talking to your guides, and they're giving me information for that person.
Right. Now, do the spirits have to know the person who you're making contact through, or does there have to be a family or a blood connection?
It could be a random. It can be anybody that you need at that moment. Guardian angel, spirit guide, animal, somebody you don't know, somebody who's never been in an incarnation. It just depends on what you need at that very moment.
Right. So when you do a reading for somebody and the spirits are around them, those spirits don't necessarily have to be associated with that person.
That is correct.
That's interesting.
It could be a friend. It could be a friend of a friend. It could be somebody with just a message. But no, they don't have to be biologically connected. It could be somebody else's pet even, and come through with a message. You know, deceased or alive. It just really, you know, depends on what that person needs.
Wow, impressive. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll start to load up the phone lines. Phone lines will be open for everybody. Anybody down in our virtual studio, and I see a couple of Calgarians down there, feel free to call in, and let's get some questions answered. We'll be right back.
There's
not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all. No, for sure, we're not alone.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
I happen to be privileged enough to be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet, and the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by governments for quite a long time.
Across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Why is it that Belgium, Mexico, the UK have recently released what were at one time top secret classified documents discussing and talking and revealing the presence of so-called extraterrestrial objects in our airspace?
A UFO highway. Some were huge, some were small, some were green lights, some were red lights, some were yellow lights.
We're living in the age of deception. We can be so easily deceived. These orbs appear as balls of light.
L.A. Marsouli and director Richard Shaw presents The Watcher. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religion of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
It is a real phenomenon, and there's quite a few of us, some of us are privileged to have been briefed on some of it. It's been well covered up by all of our governments for the last 6 years or so, but slowly it's leaked out. And
ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And as we continue in our second hour of Night Talk on this cold, blustery, rainy night in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, we have with us Amanda Dowell, psychic medium, our vibrational expert on the paranormal, if you will. So, Amanda, what is the spirit world? Is it another dimension? Is it a different vibration?
That's a really good question. You know, at age seven, I was very close to my grandmother and my dog too, as a matter of fact. And at age seven, my grandmother passed away, and she came back to me, and she was in a casket and alive to me, very standing in front of me, and she explained to me that she had died, and this was the new her, very lighter. And she introduced me to a dimension called the spirit world. And she told me that in the spirit world, you know, animals lived in the spirit world. There were loved ones that lived there. There was a dimension of angels, a dimension of fairies, you know, and the fairies governed the animals. The mermaids governed the sea. That's another dimension. The star beings governed the sky. All of these beings were created by, you know, one source, our Father, Mother, God, but, you know, there are different dimensions of people, be it, you know, your loved ones, your animals, your unicorns, your dragons, you know, that they're all connected. I mean, when my beagle, who talked to me when I was age five and told me, you know, wait for me and follow me, and he had a voice like in Dr. Doolittle or Mr. Ed, you know, that was my world. Well, I can talk to everything, the trees, the water, the animals. Those are dimensions, too. And we have them in this world and on the other side where our loved ones dwell and where our animals are and the dragons. We have all of these things that we're connected to, but it all goes back to source. And once we call on source, you know, we figure out, oh, we're all connected. We are all of God. We are all of source, and that's what makes these connections very interesting. Yes, the spirit world is another dimension. I mean, I visited a haunted mansion here in St. Louis, Missouri, and found out that these ghosts still wanted to dwell on Earth. They wanted to dwell in the Earth dimension. And what's very interesting about that is they're very real. They look like you and I, except for centuries ago. And so, you know, that's another venture I've been on is going into the paranormal, and also working holistically. I help an aromatherapist and a massage therapist intuitively pick oils, you know, essential oils to go on the body to help their vibrations and their energies change. So that's a couple of different things, vibrational energy and paranormal, which, you know, the paranormal is still normal to us.
And I think vibration is more important to mankind. I don't think we have completely grasped the idea of vibrational shifts and the likes. And we had planned on talking with Jackie earlier regarding the negativity around the world. To me, this seems like a vibration shift that is causing many, many people to be very, very angry.
Yes. Well, in these shifts, what we're finding is that all kinds of things can change. When you all of a sudden think you have the love of your life, or that your life is really complete, or that everything is done, boom, something changes. And so right now what we're going through in the world is Mother Earth is releasing a huge amount of negativity which was put on her, which, you know, all of us created, just like we created each other, just like we're projections. But we can also project love. We can also project kindness and peace and light and connect both this world and the other world. We can all work together to bring heaven upon the earth and to bring Eden back to where it was and to bring us peace, love, light, and healing and coming together instead of being ignorant and creating earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, anger, and more. You know, I mean, there are a lot of tornadoes here in Missouri. But what we have to remember is that we can transmute everything and we can have and manifest effortlessly just by using the love energy what it is we want to create in our lives. And right now, so much of us are going through releasing that negativity, the hurt, the anger, the upsets, because Mother Earth is releasing. And so we are in vibrational frequency with her releasing so that we can come to ascension energy within the stars and the planets to find peace of mind from our divine creator.
Well, if we weren't such a cheap budget show, I would have paid for the copyright for Give Peace a Chance to play in the background of what you just said there, Amanda, because I'm a firm believer that if we all genuinely asked the universal power for peace, I'm a firm believer.
I mean, if I said right now, Father, Mother, God, we call upon you, the angels, the spirit guides, the seraphim, the cherubs, the principalities, the saints, the masters, the creators, everybody's guides, your guides, my guides, the world's guides, all come together at this time, send peace and calming to the planet, all the individuals out there listening, we ask at this time that you manifest everything to bring forward their sacred path, their sacred divineness, bring them into peace, love, light, and healing. Archangels, surround the negativity, put it into the bucket and release it out into the mists and transmute that into positive love, light, and healing. As we come from a space of light from the heart chakra, we heal all things that are in front of us, transmute the negativity, and move forward to our positivity and our sacred space on our sacred journey. And so it is. It sends out the vibration and the light and the feeling and the knowing that now we are all connected and we're all at peace, and we can do that daily.
But it would take a collective standing of that for it to have any vibrational value around the earth, I would think.
That is correct. But each one, if they affirm and stand in that right now, all the listeners, all the people out there, if you affirm tonight, I send out love, light, peace, healing to the universe, and I create peace and calm and transmute all negativity in my life and move into my sacred space, and so it is, and so it's done. That affirms and sends healing to our planet to restore and transmute everything that is done at this very moment. And that's already transforming in the radio waves as we speak.
And likewise, you have to start somewhere. I mean, a movement is started by two people thinking the same thing. and the movement has to start somewhere. And with that, Amanda, I know you're very, very busy, and our schedules clash something
well,
fierce.
I'm definitely going to come back again and be on your show. I just love your show. I love everybody out there. And, you know, the message really is to put out love, light, peace, and take action and do what you can to save the planet and help your neighbor and come from compassion and love. You know, that's what's important right now.
Now, we did have a person holding, Debbie from Calgary. You better dial back in here because I was about to release the phone to you because obviously you have a question for Amanda, and we like to answer as many questions as possible. So phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Skype to Skype always works wonderfully, but by all means call in if you have a question for Amanda, and we'll get that taken care of. And we're going to take a quick break here, and as we do, we look forward to your calls. So make it
happen. Amanda Dowell, certified healer, medium, and medical intuitive, with years of experience in various forms of healing, tonight, live, taking your call. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Welcome to the shadows. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. It takes all precautions to bring you quality information. Be the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, King Hedemtor, the ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden. Your host, Colin Knight.
Yes. And we do have Debbie back from Calgary. So let me just sort out Amanda here and bring Amanda back up into kilter. And there you go. Amanda, you're back with me. I do have Debbie from Calgary has a question. Debbie, you're on the line with Amanda Dowell. You have a question.
Hey, Amanda. How's it going?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, I really respect, you know, Mother Earth and believe in that understanding and calm and all that stuff. But I'm wondering, you know, do you see in my aura any dark spots or anything? Like, I'm feeling really good.
That's because you're vibrating and shining and resonating at a peace that will bring to you the law of attraction, meaning it'll bring what you want and it'll bring happiness to you because your angels that are surrounding you are telling me that you're very at peace and you're very happy and you're quite healthy. So just maintain the same practice that you're doing to stay peaceful and you will continue to stay that way.
You know, I'm wondering though, I have two, I don't know if you can see like through me, through my friends, but I have two friends of mine that have, one went to chemo today and one has gone through a second bout of tongue cancer. Are they going to be okay? Are they going to be leaving me soon? Or it's just a horrible thing.
It doesn't look like they're going anywhere right now. Now, I'm getting that this is, it's a healing process. So there's a lesson in healing. I'm not getting that they're leaving anytime soon. That's not an indication to me. But what I am told is that, you know, this is manifested due to a healing. It's like a process that has to happen, you know, good or bad. It's all in how you receive your healing. You know, it's all in the healing process. And so what I would say to you is to surround that person in light and positive energy and prayer, and that will move them forward.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. It's just really difficult. I wish that I could just pump some of me into them.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's why your aura has to meet their aura. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When a healer, when their aura meets your aura, boom, you know, instant healing happens. It's like when I send out light to the, you know, people that I love very much, they pick that up. And there are clientele out there, and they know who they are that I really do appreciate. And, you know, my light goes out to you. My light goes out to your friends there too. And, you know, I would ask that everybody on the show and listening do the same thing. Send the light out there, because the more powerhouses that you have to send that, the easier it is to transmute it. But you can transmute it all on your own too.
Okay, well, cool. Well, you have a really good night, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Well, thank you, Debbie. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your calling. And again, you know, that there are people out there that are hurting for whatever reason, either self-inflicted or because of illness of the body and the mind. And it's a terrible situation out in that big, bad world when you don't have those answers at hand. So it's good that you're there, Amanda.
Well, and other individuals can offer that hope too, just by, you know, sending out a smile or a positive affirmation. You know, we're all powerhouses, and I'm very thankful that I am here with as many transformations as I have made. You know, I had a group of people that encouraged me at a younger age when I was in high school that I could drive, because I was told I couldn't, and so the manifestation hung above my head that I would never drive a car. And so through time and transmutation and getting rid of programs that old, you know, medical doctors and what have you, not saying medical doctors are bad, just saying that the negativity can be transmuted, because, you know, your medical doctor is not source, it's not your divine being, that they are just there to provide the medical medicine. Not that that's a bad thing. Some people need medical medicine to heal, and also spirituality and prayer. But with this, combined with energetic healing, with chakras, and learning how to use the law of attraction and manifestation, I was able to get a driver's license and drive a car just because I asked my angels and guides to help me drive the car. I was able to function in a physical body and drive a car. And I've just gone through another healing where physically things have changed so much that, you know, I've been able to operate a lot better. You know, just when you go through a physical release of healing, which we all need to do, we notice a big difference in our world, and things start to open up for us. So, you know, we can be open-minded to heal ourselves.
Now, do you think that many people who have not trained themselves to shed that negative energy, do you think many of these people are just like batteries, if you will, if they're just storing this negative energy with no way to release it, and ending up with such a negative outcome of life? Could that be possible?
Well, you know, look at stress and look at pressure and all of that. You know, just by stress alone, you can manifest any type of sickness in your body, and it can linger and linger and linger. And one of the very hard things for empaths, which I am, and intuitives and people that, you know, like to work with children, and I like to work with indigo children, or also just clientele, we tend to hold those strings, and we will let things overwhelm us which aren't ours. Like, I can give a person a message, but it doesn't mean I have to hold on to their message the whole entire time and own it and try to walk through it with them. I mean, I can be there by their side as a guide, which is what we're supposed to do. But when we take that on, we ingest it. It's like, you know, eating garbage. It's like going out into the garbage can and actually saying, yes, I think I want to digest garbage, because we're intaking that negativity, and then it stays there. And then, of course, our bodies get sick until we can release that. And when we have a huge awakening, which I just had at the Spiritual Lightworkers Conference and meeting with my Sacred Journey group here in St. Louis, which is my aromatherapist and my life coach friend at mysacredjourney.com, Be My Sacred Journey, it's been huge because you wake up and you realize just how important physical, mental, spiritual, emotional is all together. So, yes, it can stay stored in your aura. It can stay stored in your body until you are ready to actually release it. Yes, it just builds and builds and builds in your energetic system.
And given that, you can see why so many people are turning into negative beings by receiving the negative energy from others. It must be an incredible highway of signals and energies, if you will. It must be just a tremendous destructing highway. We have Susan online. She's been waiting for a few minutes. Susan, good evening. You're mm-hmm. online with Amanda. If
good
you
evening.
Have a question.
Yes. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, in a little bit, it's in actually a very short while, it's going to be my birthday. And I have a question for you, which I'm sure you already know what it is.
Okay. Go ahead and ask me.
There's a tremendously strong bond between myself and a friend. And this past weekend, there has been an attempt to break that bond. And it's caused a tremendous amount of turmoil. And yet, I know if I am feeling what I'm feeling, that the other person that I'm referring to is also feeling a lot of the same things I'm feeling.
And, very true.
Yeah, because we are so similar.
Well, while Amanda is putting that together, Susan, it was not me that sent you those photographs.
I beg your pardon?
It was not me that sent you those photographs. It was a senator.
No, I think you have the wrong person.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Amanda,
I know.
So do you have that?
But I'm not going there, and Amanda can understand why. I don't do that kind of thing. Amanda,
okay.
The guides and angels still see things working out in the manner in which I have been manifesting.
They say that the way that you manifest is correct, that you are on your sacred journey and so is he, and your cut of a cord of which does not serve you is at hand. And so in saying that, he does serve you in his energy, but Michael says that there's a cord. That's Archangel Michael, because he's the cord cutter. So cut the cord to which that does not serve you. And beyond that, yes, that which you are manifesting is still truth. And manifest as you put out to the universe. So what you put out to the universe will happen.
With the person I'm hoping it will.
Yes, because of how... Yes, because of the manifestation you have put out to them. Yes.
So the cord I have to cut is the person who's in the way.
Correct.
And how, pray tell, do you suggest I do that?
Just ask Archangel Michael
it.
To cut the, ask him to cut that cord and ask him to cut any other cord. Which no longer serve you, and so it is.
I have been doing that, and
great. That's great.
It doesn't feel great right now.
No, because there's one more to cut, and once you cut those, you know, go back. He says, go back and look again, and cut them again, because there's a few left, not just one, a few, and your manifestation shall be.
From your lips to God's ears.
That's right, and St. Michael's, too.
And St. Michael's, and what about St. Raphael? And what about Saint Gabriel?
Yes, all of those as well. Any of those that you call upon will be right by your side.
I've been calling upon all of them, and I have not been understanding the results I have been getting.
Okay, well, go back and try the cord cutting with Michael, and then have Raphael heal, and have Jesus come with him. Of course, have Jesus come with him, and Mother Mary will show you what the nurturing is at the other end, because she says she has some things to show you.
I have St. Guadalupe. You know what
good.
I'm doing.
Good. Of course you do. Very good.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you very much. Thank you, Susan.
Thank
appreciate
you, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you.
And while we were doing that, there was a number of other calls coming through here, Amanda. So we'll go straight to Lisa has a question. Lisa, you're on the air with Amanda Dowell. You have a question.
Okay. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I have a question. I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I'm seeing colors while I'm working with people. And I'm trying to sense that. I don't know if that's the angel colors coming through or, you know, those are just, you know, energy. I want to know a little bit more about what's going on there.
They're both. Some of them are angel colors and some of them are energy colors. And you can ask yourself to show you, you know, ask your higher self, well, okay, is this an angel or is this an energy color? Because sometimes the angels will manifest themselves in color.
Okay. Well, I know they're definitely helping.
Oh, yes, they are helping.
I'm told that
intuitively you'll know, like do okay. a yes or no thing with yourself.
Okay.
Some do muscle testing. Some use a pendulum. No, that's not an evil thing to use. As long as you, you know, call upon the divine and you work with the light beings, you're okay. You know, just kind of, or even get a sense within yourself because you're highly intuitive enough to get a sense yourself and just say, is this an angel? You know, you'll get a yes or a no. And is this energy? And everybody can do that. Is this an angel color or is this an energy color, like in the energy field? And they'll tell you the difference. And it could be an aura color, too. So you could even do that with the aura. Is this an aura color or a chakra color? You know, and you'll get yes or no.
Okay, great.
Okay, did that help, please?
It did help. I just wanted to make sure if there was any messages while I have Amanda.
The messages for you are you are a child of divine light, and you are here as a healer to move everybody's energy forward so that they can see the truth, because you bring them ascension.
Okay, great.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sorry,
thank
Lisa.
You.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. We're banging through as fast as we can go here. Audrey has a question from Texas. Audrey, you're on the air with Amanda. You have a question?
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Amanda. I would like to ask you a question about how long you see me working for my company, current company, and if what you see me going into next with my current situation, because it's pretty tough, I have to say right now. Pretty tough.
Okay. Archangel Chamuel says, I bring you the message of love, for you need to hear the message of love, and you need to hear compassion, and that your energy is moving and changing right now, and being in energetic form, you need to know that your life is changing, and so are your relationships with people that have passed. You are reborn, which means that moving forward, you will no longer be in this work by July. You will be moving into fashion and filming work. Know this, honor it in your manifestations of change, and know that the steps forward for you are bringing you a partner of truth. you have been in a cocoon transforming into a butterfly, and now you radiate beautiful heart energy, and now you find your center of transformation and true love and stability and prosperity. So you prosper with your job, and you prosper with your new relationships, he says to you. And you have my blessing along with Father, Mother, God, along with Mother Mary, to give you the nurturing that you've been longing for and asking for. She brings you that mate that you've waited and longed for in the month of July. And so ends your hard, horrendous job into a new transformation of who you really are.
Well, that was pretty decent.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, thank you, Amanda. I'm looking forward to this new stuff, new joys and happiness, and my passions coming true instead of things that I'm not, that are not of me anymore.
Mother Mary wants you to know that you are a child of the flower, and that you rise in pink light, and she honors you with rose quartz and roses to surround you at this time, because, dear child, you are a blessing of the mother. You are the Christ child of mother. Take your space and honor it as a woman of Mother Mary who serves as one who shall be of love and of the Bible. And know that you are blessed and loved by the Mother and the Son and the Holy Spirit and the Father. That is her message to you.
Impressive. So there you go, Audrey. You can't go wrong. So strut your stuff tomorrow because things are looking up.
Okay, will do, Colin. Thank you.
Take care, Audrey. Thank you very much for
Thank
your
you.
Time. Appreciate it. And on to another caller, which may be familiar to you. This is Darla. And Darla has a question for Amanda.
Hello, Amanda. How are you, my heart?
Hello, my dear. I'm well.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am blessed. That is always the correct answer, isn't it? I am always blessed. I'm still struggling for my health. I'm still struggling for health care. But I've been extremely busy working with my senator and the federal Social Security and even the White House. And, I mean, today, in fact, the White House gave me the phone number for the fax with instructions to fax them a letter and put flag it hardship at the top. And I'm making big steps towards getting my disability. Yesterday, I acquired my 46 years worth of medical records from Trinity Hospital in Mina and discovered that I've been dragging myself around on a broken knee for 9 years that wasn't treated at all, at all. So I submitted that information. And yes, the cowboy is still on tap. I was mandatorily evacuated from my home on May 31st for flood threat. And in fact, we're under flash flood watch for tonight. We're flooding pretty bad up here. You know, we're flooding up here, and the rest of the country is on fire. But holding my own, doing my own. The cowboy, actually, I sent him a text at 12:30 on the 31st, and he and a buddy jumped in a car and got up here that night from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't
Wonderful.
Seen him yet. I haven't seen him yet. You know, he came up and helped other people evacuate. I was already gone when he got up here. But I was out of the house 6 days. I've been back now a few days. I have a reservation tomorrow to get on the train to go to Boston to see the doctor on Monday morning. But right now I've only got $1,000 promised, and I need about two or three more so that I can get to the doctor.
So do you have a question, Darla, for Amanda?
I do. I'm wondering, you know, what messages, you know, Sharina, you know, that's one of my guides, or Michael or anybody that she sees hanging around. Well, just hook me up, Amanda. I need a little kick in the butt.
Well,
I'm doing the work, but I need a boost.
Michael,
okay.
Michael says that you will have the health care that you need, and he says you don't really need what you think you need, but that all you have to do is surround yourself with Jesus and Raphael, and they will wrap you in healing and give you what you need. In terms of the man in your life right now, Mr. Cowboy, you know, that is coming to fruition more and more, as you can tell. The divine has been working to bring you stronger connections to him. And you just need to know that things are in divine timing for you right now, and you are on your way up, because he says you will be prosperous and very well blessed. So you need to know you too are in that light of Jesus, and you are in that light of Raphael and the Christ, and that you are healed of any blocks that no longer, you know, need to be there. They are all thrown from you. The shackles and chains are gone from you, and Michael says that you're free.
So now given that, and I don't see the caller on the switchboard, so I hope they're still listening. But,
Well, she can go back to archives. I'll tell her.
Exactly. But given that, you summon the archangels a fair bit in your work, and I'm just wondering, are we overworking them for the trivial stuff, or can they be used for that trivial stuff as well as the important stuff?
The beings in general can be used for whatever they need to be used for. We're not overworking them, because it's their job to be our team players. They're not here to be better than us, or to just do the universal things, or to just do what, you know, say Mother Mary, Christ, you know, Kuan Yin, Buddha, all of them, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Guadalupe, they all will come to us when we need them, and in what form we need them, to bring us blessings, because they're universal and they can be everywhere. I mean, there are thousands of people that call upon Archangel Michael and Archangel Uriel and Raphael, but as soon as we do that, we know that they're with us. Just like we know that there is a power greater than them that created them, that created the star beings, the heavens, all the saints, masters, cherubs, and all of them. You know, our divine source created all of that for us to be blessed with animal messages, dragon messages, fairies, gnomes, elves, spirit guides, deceased loved ones, all the above.
And once again, I can't believe that we banged through an hour with you, Amanda. It's always fascinating. It's always fast. And never enough time to get everything out that we want to say. But what's the easiest way to get in touch with you?
You can find me at ancestorofLight.webs.com. I'm Amanda Dowell with one L on Facebook. I'm running a special 30 minutes for $40 through June and July. You can email starwaya@hotmail.com. Every Monday, I have a blog talk radio show at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on GGM Radio. So that's blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. That's how you can find me. Did we have any more callers out there, or was that it?
That was it. We're at the top of the hour, Amanda, and it's time to rock and roll.
All right. Pleasure being with you, Colin, and we'll do it again.
We will do it again. Thank you very much, Amanda. Ladies and gentlemen, Amanda Dowell, one of the most upfront and forthright psychic mediums you could ever want to meet. Some fantastic information. I can't believe we blew through 2 hours.
Hey guys, got a minute? You know, I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. And but for the grace of God go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. And it doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones,
cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them. God bless you all. Good night.
This has been a Night Talk production in association with Terra Chat Networks and BlogTalkRadio.com. Blessings on your household.